So we've heard about a bit of the Manor Farm and about your farm, Top Farm. What other? We happened across an entry in Kelly's directory, and it lists 6 farmers there. You've got Chris Gray and Herbert Edwin Archer, who's presumably your father.
That was my father, yes.
John Sheaf, of course.
Yes, well, his father was called Jack. Yeah. That would be his. And John was called John. Some people reverse them, but most people called Jack, the older one Jack, and the young one John. He was, it's a pity the Sheafs have left, because they would be able to tell you, would have been able to tell you. They were here, I should think, 200 years, the Sheaf family were.
And he was your neighbour, more or less?
Yes, his was only a small farm, dotted all over the place. He had Pickerson Meadows, where they found that. Right along there, and the most difficult place to get at.
Yes.
Absolutely, virtually impossible. You could, I shouldn't like to bring a horse and wagon up that track there.
But they must have carted hay up there, presumably.
No, I don't think, they might have done once or twice, but I don't think they did. I think they stored, is there a Dutch barn still there?
There was one, yes.
Oh, that's where they would have stored, they'd have made hay and stored it there.
Yeah.
And then they would probably have fed the cattle in the winter on that hay there. Yes. Oh, Harry Stock, that would be the father of the present Stocks. The Stocks lived at that grey house, rather big grey house where, my memory's going on names.
Who's her now? Mrs. Hadrill?
Mrs. Hadrill, yes. Yes.
That
was their farmhouse. And they farmed most more or less up Hoden Lane, really their farm lay more or less up there, almost exactly where it does now. Cecil, really. He's what I still call a way of life farmer, you know. He really sort of enjoys it. I suppose he likes to make money, but it doesn't seem to be his driving force. I can't describe any better than a way of life farmer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I'm afraid most way of life farming has gone.
Yes.
It's all business farming.
It's definitely gone out of fashion.
Look at the, you mentioned the run of beans there by the acre.
Yes.
Tens of acres.
Surreal, isn't it? Really, that's 80 acres of run of beans. And it's a bit like a nightmare. You know, if you've experienced picking a couple of rows, you look at 80 acres of tripods of run of beans.
Yes. It's big business farming these days. It was a way of life with most of us, really, in those days.